Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
Live from City Center at White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 10th edition of Fran's World. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Fran's World is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Advisors, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk, like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. We are at Shark Creative. And now the show starring the woman who really loves to talk. She lives in her world, and we're welcome to it. It's Fran's World with your host, Fran Capo.
Yay! Woo! Oh, I'm so happy. Oh, look at the audience. I love it. I love it. Anyway, I just want to welcome you again to show number 10, Jim. Can you believe it?
A perfect 10, right?
It's going to be. We have great guests lined up. And let's see. I just want to give you a quick catch up on what's happening. So last I saw you, you know, I did the show at Taramina's. It got sold out.
It did.
The comedy show, the producing show that we do. And we have our next show is coming out June 2nd. And that's, guys, you know, it's at 59 Hudson Place in Peekskill. So make your reservations. Three other comics. And if you don't see the June 2nd show, you know what's going to happen? Yeah, then you got to wait till September to laugh.
That's a long time.
That's a long time to laugh. You don't want to not be laughing the whole summer. You got to come June 2nd. The other thing is we just did that Herbie and the Smooshies, which is I play the French bulldog. I told you with the New York accent, which, of course, I'm going, I don't need a French accent. No, you need a New York accent for a French dog. Whatever, I'll do it. So we saw the sitcom. It was great. And the animated cartoon, which I love doing voiceovers. But now, next week, I'm actually flying to St. Petersburg because I don't know if you remember that guest I had on, Tom Renner.
Yes, you did.
And Mark Goldman. Okay, so the two of them, they had that film, Father and Father, that I was in, and that film got submitted to the Sunscreen, get it, Florida Sunscreen Festival, and out of 600 entries, only 30 were chosen, and our film was one of the ones that were chosen.
Wonderful.
Isn't that cool?
Wonderful. That's great news.
So we're going down next week to see the world premiere up there on the stage, and John Travolta is attached to that festival, just like, you know, the Sundance one. They have Robert Redford, and so Tribeca has De Niro. We've got John Travolta. He won't be doing those moves, though, whatever. All right. And I see my friend Donna off on the side making fun that my hands are moving everywhere. But the quote of the day is, remember things come to pass, not to stay. If you're facing a challenge in your life, don't let that be an excuse not to move ahead in life. So, today's show is filled with, we have award-winning TV show host Donna Drake is joining us again, and we're going to get to, if you want to know personally, rock stars. The next guest I have after Donna will be talking all about that. Or if you want to figure out how to create a passive income or create a 5-day weekend, this is all coming up soon on Fran's World. But right now I have the pleasure sitting right next to me, for those of you who are watching live, right there.
Hi, everybody.
Is Donna Drake. And Donna, I'm going to give you, Donna's got so many things. Even though she's a good friend of mine, I got to read them because it's just too much stuff. All right. So Donna Drake is an international, award-winning creative artist, writer, producer, actress, and voice of her talent. She was the director of creative services for WNLY-TV, created exclusive promotions for Oprah Winfrey, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, oh, so many programs you guys have heard of. She was the director of client communications, and she hosted numerous successful podcasts. She is the president, okay, of Drake Media. Donna's provided PR and advertising services for top places like The Melting Pot, America's Food Chains. In 2006, she authored, even me being her close friend did not know this, that she authored her first inspirational book, Got Cancer, Just Roll Over. and Live. And that was a memoir dedicated to her second husband, Tom LaScala. And she's currently working on more motivational volumes, you know, because that's what we're about, motivation. She's fundraiser. She did comedy laugh-off competitions. She created them. The council's got to, you know, this interview's going to be over by the time I finish reading all her credits over here. The bottom line is we're here today to talk about the thing that she and I became connected with other things too, but Live It Up is an award-winning show. She shares positive messages of hope, inspiration, motivation. I wanted to say to Donna, what have you been up to besides, you know, 10 pages of resume stuff here?
My goodness gracious. Hello, Fran Capo. It's a good thing that you're the world's fastest talking females, because even though that's a lot, you still got through it pretty well.
Yeah, exactly.
Next time, I'm just going to give you one line. Hey, it's me.
Yeah, right,
that's
exactly.
It.
Hey,
hi,
it's
everybody.
Donna. She's here, and I'll ask you the questions.
Okay, so the exciting news for us lately with the Live It Up with Donna Drake brand is that we launched in St. Louis, which is my hometown.
Oh, that's awesome.
We're on NBC in St. Louis, Missouri on KSDK, and NBC is also now streaming my show, which I just gave you the scoop right here and right now. No one knows that.
Oh, you see,
and then,
an exclusive
right here.
World.
And then the other cool thing is that we're going to be on WBZ Channel 4 in Boston, which WBZ has been on for 70 years, and this is a big, major station, and they picked up Live It Up. So
wow.
I'm excited about that. So many good things.
Well, see, now, you know the show, obviously, Donna, just like your show, is all about humor, health, happiness, and finding your dreams. You know, I know the story, obviously, because you had the dream, but just let people know, because sometimes people get frustrated. They have a dream, but they don't know how to take it from, I want to do this, to actually doing it and then making it successful.
Okay.
So let's talk about a little bit of, like, how you got from there to where we are right now.
Gotcha. Okay, so in December 28th of 2008, what would have been my wedding anniversary to my husband, Tom, that had passed away, I actually literally dreamt the dream in color. So what I did is, it was such a memorable dream. I saw myself exactly like the show looks now. And I, you know, I never felt pretty enough to be on camera. I thought my nose was too big. I didn't like the space between my teeth. I like to act.
You and Letterman.
Yeah, I like to act, but I didn't know that Donna Drake could be like a Donna Drake, right? So I went to the TV station where I used to work, and I said, I'm supposed to be putting together this television show. Nobody used to do it that way. And I was also the very first television show to ever stream on Facebook. I was like the guinea pig for them.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I called on friends. I was like, Fran, I'm like, I need to do this. I didn't have enough guts to do it by myself. I'm like, hey, you want to co-host with me? So we just kind of put on a show. Like, we called in every resource that we ever had. Financially, couldn't afford to do anything like this because it was 2008 when the economy tanked.
And we were literally doing it out of her kitchen, out of her living room,
it
out
was
of
whatever.
Her attic.
Yeah. I did whatever it took, and I still do. I find that being resourceful, when you have a dream and you're so committed to it, you will find a way to do whatever it takes in order to make it happen. I didn't even have money for a wardrobe or anything, so I used to go to Marshall's. I love you, Marshall's. I used to go to Marshall's, and I used to, like, buy 5 things. I used to wear them and then, like, return them the next day.
You leave the
true
tabs
story,
on,
I'm really
just
sorry.
So you know. Yeah.
It was 10 years ago. I didn't know. You know, who knew?
You're not the only one
I'm
who does
that.
A lot of major shows do that.
Okay. But, you know, I just did whatever it took, and I made it happen. And, you know, since then, we've interviewed Jay Leno, Howie Mandel, you know, Michael Strahan's been on the show, Mel Brooks, Gloria Gaynor, so many celebrities. And what's so nice about that is that the celebrities helped me build people wanted to tune in.
Yes.
And it allowed me to do the stories that I truly am passionate about, which are the stories about nonprofit organizations.
And
so I created a platform.
Yes. It gave you the credibility. Not that you needed, but it actually helps if somebody says, hey, I'm already here and I'm on your show, you know, and it brings you up to that level. And Donna, the key that you just said is the passion.
Yes, I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah, because if you don't have passion, that's not going to drive you through the late nights, the 40-hour work weeks, the 80-hour work weeks. You're going to be like, oh, my Lord, I don't want to get up and do this thing. But if you have the passion, you
it's
can
fun.
Do it. And the other thing, too, is Donna and I, really, and we were talking about this off air, we believe in signs.
Yes, I'm a big sign girl.
And when I say signs, I'm not talking about, like, you know, the real the signs like this behind us. I'm talking about, yeah, we believe in signs just so that we have one here. But we're talking about, like, Donna and I were going, well, should we do this? And then we would go, oh, let's go eat somewhere, and we're going to talk about what we're doing. And all of a sudden, Donna's mom's sign is a yellow rose.
Yellow roses, yes.
And my mom's sign, as everybody knows, is a red rose. We literally walk into a restaurant that we just chose at random, and there on the table was a yellow and red rose.
Only those two roses.
Only those two. And we looked at each other, and we went, boy, that's a sign from both our mothers. And we're like, you know, and we were so excited. The waiter had no clue even why we were so excited. We're like, no, you don't understand. It's a yellow rose and it's a red rose. It means everything. Our moms are here.
Uh-huh.
So, and now, are we allowed to talk about the...
you can talk about anything you want to talk about.
The food segment?
Yes. Showcase Kitchens, or the one with Anthony Coppola, where we're going to be going to all these Westchester restaurants and things.
Yeah, Anthony, by the way, is sitting in the wings. He helped me tape the opening, the Facebook Live
yes.
thing.
Oh, in the segment that I'm doing with you and Jeanette.
Yes.
That, yes, we could talk about it. Comedy okay. in the kitchen.
So when we first did Live It Up, when I was co-hosting with Donna, we had a segment with Jeanette Barber, and she was on the show too. Award-winning, six-time Emmy Award-winning Jeanette Barber had a cooking show, was on The Rosie Show, was on The View.
And Embracing Your Big Fat Bottom is her book about cooking.
Yeah.
I said bottom.
Enough. Yeah, right. Well, exactly, because that's where it goes. It goes to the bottom. And so now we're all going to hook up again.
Yes.
And we're going to do fun segments. And you're going to have other celebrities on, but, you know.
Yes, it's going to, it's called Dishing with Donna, and it's going to be sponsored by Showcase Kitchens in Manhattan, Long Island, but it's going to be in 7.5 million homes in the tri-state area, which is where our show is now in WLNY. And then I think I'm also going to take that content and put it in St. Louis and also Boston, because everybody loves to eat.
You?
And we're going to have a lot of fun.
Because I don't think there's any state
so,
where they
so
don't
So, Franny,
eat.
You're my celebrity, and she's my celebrity chef, and that's going to be the first show.
I love it. I'm
like, my girl.
Oh, my gosh. You know, but the other thing, too, Donna, how would you say, because now let's just talk, you know, some people change when they do that. How would you say living your dream? Because, you know, you were always in show business. You sang. People don't know. I don't know if you realize that Donna has a fantastic voice. The other thing about Donna is she's also a great artist. She does sketches of home. I mean, not so much now because obviously she's full-time doing the show. But she's got many talents. But how has, especially now when you're going back to your hometown, this changed you? Has it changed you in any way?
I don't think it has changed me. Luckily so. I feel like I'm the same girl that I've always been. It's just that I'm living the version of myself that I first felt when I was in second grade. So, like, I, you know, going back to signs and everything, like, I knew from the time I was in second grade that I wanted to be famous, but at the time I was being bullied when I was a kid, and I wanted to do something with my life that would empower me to be like, wow, look what I made out of myself. So that used to be the motivator. Now it's not. Now the whole show for me is about the opportunity and the privilege I have in shining a light on my guests. So for me, that aha is I haven't changed. I'm just so grateful. I am so thankful. You know,
okay, so
does that make sense?
Two things you just touched upon that are really important. Gratitude.
Yes.
You know, I just read, I mean, you know, they always talk about 30 days to make a change in your life. If every morning you get up, the first 17 seconds of that morning, concentrate only on, it doesn't have to be on what you're going to do for the day, because that may get you depressed, or, you know, but it concentrate on the first 17 seconds of things in your life that have made you happy. It literally brings into your existence, you know,
joy.
A feeling of happiness and joy. So you start the day with that. And for some reason, scientifically, they've proven that 17 seconds is like the magic number.
That is my lucky number.
Oh.
3, because my birthday is June 3rd, but also 17 has always been my lucky number, because when I won North County Junior Miss, 17 was on my little patch. That's always been my number.
And you know what? The other thing, though, too, your other number is 37, because you and I always wear 37.
I know.
I say, because I say 37 till I'm 97 and sticking to it. She says, I don't know, I'm 137
it's
for
just,
you.
I don't know, because it's like the 3 for the birthday and then like the 7 with the 17. So it's kind of blended. You know, I'm a Gemini, right? So it's kind of merging the
right.
two.
So, oh, you know, well, there's another test that they do. Spencer, my son, just had me do a test called 16 personalities.
Oh.
You go online, and it tells you, and it's
all
really
of yours. I know all of. I know every Sybil. Single. I was gonna say, I know all of Frank Capo, and they're all nice.
So, oh, thank you. The when you do it, I came out as the commander.
Really?
And Steve came out as the defender. So he goes to me, he goes, wow, that explains it. I go, yeah, so don't, from now on, when I tell you something, just do it. Now you know that's my personality. But the thing is, it really shows you, you know, it gives you insight. Anything that does insight to something, I love. Now, the other thing that you mentioned besides the gratitude was that you started out initially because you were bullied.
Yes.
But bullying is a big thing. That's actually what the animated cartoon Herbie and the Smushies is about, anti-bullying. Mm-hmm. And my book, Hopeville, the City of Light, also has things that deal with bullying. So you could check out Hopeville, the City of Light, too, at hopevillethecityoflight.com. And Donna was one of the first people to buy 50. She bought, like, you bought,
gifts.
Like,
yeah, there were gifts that year.
It was awesome. But what I wanted to say is you took something that was a negative, and you use that energy and turned it around and created it into a positive. Somebody could say,
yeah,
I've been bullied. Oh, my gosh, I can't do it. And play the victim mentality. But you, to take a line from Joel Osteen, you took victim and became a victor.
Even with being widowed. You know, the name of the show, Live It Up, came directly from a song that Tom, my husband that had passed away, wrote, which was, life is only what you make of it. So Live It Up stands as the short version for Tom passing away. And people always say to me, they're like, wow, you know, like, you were bullied. Yeah, everybody's been bullied. But, you know, oh, your husband died, you're a young widow. I'm like, yeah. And then, oh, my mom died when, you know, she was 45. I've been through challenges. But every time I find a challenge, or even like when a business deal goes down, you always have a choice. And you can either be negative about it and go down, or you can go up. And I just continue to go up. Like, I'll spiral into stratospheres before I'm going to ever let somebody get me down.
Exactly. And that's the other thing, because, you know, when you think of it, God's denials are not, delays are not denials. And so maybe something's not happening in our real world time does not mean that it's not going to happen. And the other thing, too, is everybody has this. I mean, in my world, I had the, you know, the house, you know, the house burn. I had my mom, you know, had cancer. My dad had cancer. My sister had cancer. We had a whole bunch of, you know, different things that, you know, have happened. I've been held up at gunpoint 3 times. But I never think about those things.
I'm laughing only because it's like not once, not twice, but 3 times. It's Fran's world, and welcome to it.
Yeah, right, exactly. And it was funny because at one point the police officer, I go, listen, I'm pregnant. The guy's in my balcony. He goes, but did he break into your house? I go, I'm on the 3rd floor. And the guy goes, buddy, he needs to break into your house. I go, tell you what, I have a shotgun. And I'll, yeah, I'll be right there. I'm like, oh, is that what I need to say? You know, I mean, it's like you, but the point is you don't take what may seem like a negative and stay in that. You just go, all right, this is what's happening. And I know God's going to be with me, and it's just going to raise me to the next level. So, Donna, again, how could people reach you with all the massive things you're doing and watch the show? Of course, I know the answer, but it's better if you say it.
Yeah, you could just go to liveituptvshow.com. You could email us at info@liveituptvshow.com. You could Google me, Donna Drake, Live It Up, all of those ways. And we do personally answer all of our emails. Well, kind of personally. Patty from Boston, we love you for kind of going through all the craziness. But the ones that are like legit, I will personally respond to you.
And she does, because Donna, even though she's now famous, she does not ignore her fans, because that's what got us to where we are. And Donna, you know, I can't wait to do the kitchen stuff with you. You got to do something gluten-free. I got to talk to Jeanette about that.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, gluten-free for you.
Because a lot of people are gluten-free because of the glyphosate's in there. But anyway, I love you.
Love you too.
Thank you so much for being on the show again.
Bye.
Yes, and we'll be right back with more Fran's World. And you'll get to personally know how someone gets backstage at Madison Square Garden.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world, live it fast, and make it last.
And we're back. Westchester Talk, broadcasting live from City Center, and you're listening to Fran's World. Produced by Shark Creative, and our sponsors are Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelift Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Ah! I used to be a member of the YMCA. I remember those days. They were great. These days are great, too.
Was that with the Village People?
No, the Village People. Yeah, there was the guys dressed up all over. And I was with them. Yeah, don't say that. Okay. That's my engineer being a wise guy. Okay, but there was not a wise guy dressed up in that group, by the way. Okay. Anyway, my next guest, Eden Evans, grew up with her mother and grandmother in Bayside, Queens, where she attended a private school, Oakdale Prep, and graduated. She graduated at the age of 15. By the age of 17, she was backstage at Madison Square Garden three nights a week. She traveled with musicians like Deep Purple, Iron Maiden, Eric Clapton, and Kiss in the Eastern Corridor. She was enjoying a wild ride and became known as the Whip Lady, or the Queen of the New York rock scene. At age 23, however, life handed her a challenge, and she was diagnosed with a brain tumor. 2 years later, she had surgery, but that did not stop her. By the age of 25, just a few months after, she had a job as an IT expert. She then had another battle to face and had cancer four times and overcame it. However, it left her with delayed radiation syndrome. So for those of you who don't know, like if you were Chernobyl, it hits you with the radiation all at once. Delayed comes in at drips and drabs. Yet being the type that she is, and that's why I wanted her on the show, nothing is impossible for her. She was sleeping with famous musicians till she was 40. Listen, folks, I didn't make this up. She told me this in her bio. She is now in the process of writing her memoir, Good Times, Bad Times, and has a ghostwriter to help her, and she's looking for a publisher who's interested. She's going to let us know about her fundraising page, and I wanted her on to help spread the word. I'm going to introduce her right now. Welcome to the show, Eden Evans. How are you with your wild behind-the-scenes stories?
Thank you, Fran. I'm really doing well today. Thanks.
Great. Well, now, you know I heard about you through my dear friend George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Show, and I said, you know, wow, this lady has quite a story. I have to get her on the show. So, all right, let's go first just to give people a little background, even though I, you know, read your bio and everything here. So how is it that you graduated at the age of 15? I mean, did you, like, read the entire encyclopedia or, you know, were you, like, a half nerd, half rock queen? Or do you just have, like, a high IQ?
I had an IQ testing of 168. I skipped two grades. And in private school, you worked at your own pace. So you took out a module, and when you completed it with an A, you turned it in and were able to go on to the next course.
So
I actually was delayed graduating by 6 months because they felt I wasn't emotionally mature enough for college yet.
Wow. So basically, you could even have finished 6 months earlier, and they're like, you know, but we need your hormones and your emotions to catch up, you know?
Exactly.
Now, what's the connection? Because obviously you knew George through Queens College, but you went to a prep school. Queens College is where you went to college, right?
Yes. My mother said I paid a school, and I was too young to drive, so I had to go to the best college I could get to that was commutable, and Queens College fit the bill.
Oh, wow, that's so cool, because I'm a Queens College alumni as well. And you now live in Florida since 2004, right?
That's correct. I'm in Boynton Beach because my mother is in Boca.
Okay, so now I want us, this is what people, you know, people like that juicy stuff. So tell us the story of how you got to go from fan to getting yourself backstage at Madison Square Garden.
I was in the front row of a Rainbow concert and I was making eye contact with the keyboardist and making googly eyes, and I knew that they were performing the next week at a different venue, and I called up that other venue at 4 p.m. in the afternoon during the sound check, and I asked for that musician by name, and I asked for Don Airey, and they brought Don Airey to the phone, and I said, "Hi, I'm the girl who was in the front row at your show last week, and I'd like to see you again tonight. Can you put me on the list?" And he said, "Yes."
Okay.
And that was my first experience backstage.
So, folks, you see what's happening here. She not only has the brains, the brawn, and by the way, I saw a picture of her, and if this was video, I could hold up a picture and just show you how gorgeous, you know, she was at that age. So googly eyes, forget it. The guy was probably looking at her before she was looking at him. And the fact that she's like, you know what? I'm just going to call the guy, you know, and just ask him. The nothing is impossible mentality is what I love. Now, you told me that you do not consider yourself a groupie, but a girlfriend. You said like rock stars like Bruce Dickinson of Iron Maiden were coming to your home so your mom and grandmom could meet them, that they'd stay at your house in New York instead of staying at a hotel. So, like, tell us how that came about. How do you go from I'm backstage with them to, hey, come home to dinner?
Well, that's part of the entire girlfriend experience, as opposed to just being there in their hotel room for one night. I wanted to have more contact with them. We would exchange contact information and see them every time they came back to the New York area. And people like Bruce Dickinson came to New York frequently, even when they weren't touring, because all that New York has to offer, including fencing lessons. So Bruce Dickinson took fencing lessons to enhance his performance on stage, and he would fly to New York and stay at my house and left things like a hairbrush there so that he would feel comfortable coming to stay at my house. And my family would cook him homemade dinners, which is a lot better than you get on the road.
Wow. I love it. So you really were, a girlfriend. So he was the one that you dated first?
Don Airey of Rainbow was my first. I went from him to Roger Glover, and I met Bruce Dickinson through Roger.
Wow. So, and by the way, I just want to mention to people that your mom was no sloucher either. She was the first female VP at Revlon in the 70s and was traveling a lot, so your overprotective grandmother often took care of you. So we've got a few minutes left. I'd love for you to tell the story of how your grandmother stopped a concert. And then I want to tell people that you do want to write this memoir and that you're right now facing the battles with the radiation syndrome, and that's why you want the ghostwriter, not because you're, you know, lazy or anything like that. It's like, hey, it's a little hard for me, but you have a fantastic story to tell. So let's hear the story of how your grandmother stopped the concert.
Okay, I was in Worcester, Massachusetts with KISS, and I drove from there to Nashua, New Hampshire to see a band named Keel. I was dating Brian Jay, who was a guitarist for Keel. And I arrived too late to call my grandmother because the band was already on stage. So I'm watching the show, and suddenly a state trooper comes up onto the stage and interrupts the concert and says, "Is there an Eaton Evans in the house?" Well, the entire band points at me, and I get up on the stage, and he said, "Come with me, please." And I go into the back, and the band follows off the stage into the backstage area. And he turns to me and he says, "Call your grandmother." So I go to the payphone, which is within sight of where the band is standing off stage. And I call my grandmother, and she says, "Are you okay? All right. I just wanted to know that you got there safely." And I responded with, "Yes, yes, of course. Okay, thanks. Bye." And I turned to the band mortified and said, "My mother is taken quite ill. I have to leave now. I'm sorry."
Right, because you couldn't say she just wanted to know. You know, you'd be like, "Oh my gosh, I just stopped a concert. You know, I can't just say she just wanted to make sure I got here safely."
Right.
Now, you are also quite an advocate because I read an op-ed piece that you had because you're trying to have the laws changed because of medication and things like that in Florida, you know, for things that could help you with your radiation syndrome. So the thing I love about you is your spirit of, you know, I don't care. I'm literally physically down, but I am still moving ahead and trying to help things as best I can. And this memoir, anyone who loves music, behind-the-scenes stories, you're going to be fascinated. I mean, I heard so many different stories that Eden told me. And so how can people get in touch with you or donate to your project to get this book going?
Okay. I have created a Facebook page called Good Times, Bad Times. So if they want to add Eden M. Evans, I'll send them an invite to the Good Times, Bad Times Facebook page. And I also have an Indiegogo set up, a campaign, and that's https://igg.me/@goodtimes.
Okay, that's too much for people to take in. So, Eden, I think the easiest way then is for them to go to your Facebook page and for them to then find out, and then you could send them the link. So, again,
Absolutely. What
is your Facebook? It's Eden, E-D-E-N, M. Evans, E-V-A-N-S, right?
Right.
Okay, great.
That's it, Eden M. Evans.
And I wish you the best of luck. You have fantastic stories. And you know what? I know good things are going to happen for you because you're just such a good person. And I love your spirit and your inspiration. People, check out Eden M. Evans on Facebook. And let's get her dream into a reality. We'll be
Thank
right
you
back.
Very much.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We'll be right back with more Fran's World after this short break.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
Adventure Girl!
This is Fran's World, recording live from City Center, and this is broadcast Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live, produced by Shark Creative, with our wonderful sponsors, Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Skyline, Genesis Event Marketing, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Selim Golf Club, and Michael Labriola, Inc. And now I am excited on the line to have a dear friend of mine. You know what? All these people are my dear friends. You notice I say that because I only invite people I really like on the show. Otherwise, you know, I'd be like, you know, yeah, you got a good story, but I don't like you. But I love this next guy. So let me introduce him first and then we can chat. So my next guest, Nick Kalik. Trillionaire, entrepreneurial alchemist, civilian astronaut, extreme adventurer, keynote speaker. He's got a lot of things after his name. Nick Kalik is the founder and CEO of Financial Freedom Institute, Lifestyle Revolution, and The 5-Day Weekend, which is the book I was holding up in the beginning, you people saw. He became a multimillionaire and amassed great wealth through savvy investments in property, business, and the financial markets. Nick's group of companies have financially educated and life coached over 1 million clients in over 57 countries. I don't even think half of you could count to 1 million. Nick generates passive income, building recurring subscription businesses, investing in tech startups, multifamily and apartment complexes. He's currently an angel investor and strategic advisor for several tech startups in the U.S. Nick has trekked all over the world. He's been to 150 countries. He's dived down to the wreck site of the Titanic and had lunch on the bow. That's where I met him. Not down there, by the way. I met him up on the top. If I met him down there, we'd both be dead. Been active as a mountaineer on some of the world's highest peaks. Performed a halo skydive above the summit of Mount Everest in the Himalayas. Climbed into the crater of an exploding, erupting volcano. 1,700 degrees. So don't complain when it's 100 degrees outside. He did that all for an overnight sleepover. And just recently, he entered the Hermit Kingdom of North Korea. Why? Not to just be there, but to expose a sweatshop factory operating illegally for an American conglomerate. He's also a backup astronaut for NASA, Russian. All right, I'm going to pronounce this wrong. It's Russian. I don't know how to say it. Soyuz TMA-13 flight to the International Space Station in 2008. He currently remains in mission allocation status for future flight to Earth's only manned outpost in orbit, the International Space Station with the Russian Federation. But the reason I have him on the show today is because he recently wrote a book called The 5-Day Weekend, folks, weekend, and wanted everyone to know about this fabulous book. All right, Nick, welcome to the show.
You're still one of my favorite, craziest individuals on the planet. I absolutely love you, and thank you for the invite.
You're welcome. The crazy thing is the way Nick and I met. There were a bunch of people on this going down to the Titanic, and Nick and I were the ones at night when everybody else was sleeping. We're going, I wonder where this rope goes. I wonder where this goes. I wonder where. And we're like climbing all over the ship, and the Russians are going, "What are you people doing? Could you just go to bed?"
Yeah.
And we're like all over the place. But
yeah, we were like modern day pirates. We're about to hijack the ships. Basically pointed to like a different direction in life.
That's the thing. It's like because we know how to have fun in just in everything we do.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
Being outside of the box, being creative, you know, being silly, being childlike.
And the thing is, Joy, I remember Nick invited me, and you know, listen, if my husband's listening in, don't take this the wrong way. But Nick said, "You don't know what a blog is? You gotta do a blog. Come to my room, I'll show you how to write a blog." I walk in, he's jumping up and down on the bed. I'm like, "Is that how you write a blog? You gotta jump up and down on the bed?" And I was so tempted, you know. So anyway, Nick, so tell the audience
that was 13 years ago, my dear.
Oh my gosh, really? Well, and isn't it amazing I'm still 37. Okay, so always 37 till I'm 97. All right, so listen, we got to tell the audience how at a young age you started having this vision.
Yeah, so here's the vibe. For the first 10 years of my life, I was medically confined to my bedroom, chronic allergies, debilitating asthma. I was a really sick child. And at age 8, I drafted the screenplay to my life, I guess, my top 10 list of goals. And I've been the actor, the producer, and director of my own top 10 list of goals since I was basically
just a few.
All I've been doing, I've been acting it out for the last 32 years plus now in my life.
You know what? See, that's the thing. Is you start, you didn't even realize. It's just like, you know, my mom had taught me visualization. That's really what you were doing. You were saying, this is what I want to do. And you kept projecting it out to the universe. And even though physically people may have said, but this is a sick kid here. How's this going to happen? You made it happen.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
That's.
But you know, and the thing was, like, you emotionalize it by internalizing it. Then you socialize it by telling the rest of the world. And then you have key individuals in your life to hold you accountable. And that key individual was actually my mother, who still has that piece of paper that I wrote down as a young 8-year-old. And I guess because I never really joined academia until about age 10, I had a lot of time in my hands, and I designed my own school curriculum. And I guess that's probably why I think a little bit different to most individuals on planet Earth these days.
Yeah, you certainly do. And that's more people we need like that. But listen, we need a combination of all different types. But you and I are definitely the crazier types. I don't think it's necessarily crazy. I actually think it's the freedom types, which you talk about in your book. But
absolutely, yeah.
I want people to understand that even though you have a creative mind, you went, because you were, I saw the picture. So there's proof, unless, you know, it was, you know, photoshopped. But I saw a picture of you as a rock star in Australia. Australia, but at the same time, literally a rock star. He had the long hair and he had the guitar, you know. I mean, it was a picture. I didn't hear him play, but I'll assume he was telling me the truth. But at the same time, you knew that you needed more. So while everybody was out being the rock star and doing all their things, you were being the rock star, but you were deciding, hey, I'm going to work really hard in now so I could live the life I want later. And you started investing. So explain to people how you have both minds working.
I came to Los Angeles at age 17 and basically joined a rock band. I mean, I've been playing guitar since I was about age 10 anyway. But, you know, I played in a couple of bands, a couple of rock bands. We had albums out there. We did a lot of touring around the world, a lot of merchandise. And it was absolute decadence at nighttime, absolute insanity. I mean, there's probably a lot of hotels out there that will never have me ever again. But by
so
day,
you
I
bought them. No, go ahead.
So, but by day, I was just accountable investor. In fact, about 85% of my disposable income from my royalty, album sales, merchandise, touring income, I was just basically acquiring real estate. And I knew, like, you know, in your 20s, you're always most ambitious. You've got the biggest drive. You make a lot of stupid mistakes. But you've got this phenomenal, crazy energy, and you don't sleep much. So I really explored that to my advantage and took advantage of it. And I realized that, you know, by 30 or by my late 20s, I want to, like, you know, pivot to something else. Because I truly believe every decade, every 10 years, just reinvent yourself. Just do something completely different and change the polarity of what you're doing, the polarity of your ecosystem, of networks and associations, and just who you are. Just reinvent yourself. And that's basically what I've been doing every 10 years.
And, you know, do you believe in that philosophy that they say that you are, I don't want to say ruled by, but like the five people that you surround yourself with has a big influence of where you're going to be?
Absolutely. But you know what? Every 10 years, that influence also has to change. So constantly, I want to be in the orbit of individuals that are transmitting the highest frequency of wisdom at all times. So I'm always seeking the counsel of other individuals who I find inspiring. So I'm always raising the energy. I'm always raising my level of awareness, my reticular activating system, so I can be continually inspired, because my personality is this: I get bored very easy. And I think, you know, and for anybody or any young kids who've experienced this, it's a great energy. It's a great positive calibration, because if you're bored, it means you're always searching for that next inspiration kind of thing. And I want to be the individual where, you know, if you're the smartest person in your group of friends, find new friends, you know?
Absolutely.
And how do you know you're the smartest person? You're the one doing all the talking. So at all times, seek the counsel of individuals that are basically living life at a higher, elevated status of what you are. And then seek their counsel, their guidance, and be inspired. Then once you get your shit together, be a beacon of light, be that lighthouse, and then inspire and illuminate other people in your life.
Right. You know, in my book, Hopeful, I talk about that. Nobody loses any energy by lighting somebody else's candle. Because what happens is, you know, you have the energy. You don't have to hold it just to yourself. You can share it with somebody else. Let me help you up a step.
It's enthusiasm. It's invigoration. It's being excited about your life. I mean, I don't need any Red Bull drinks or 5-hour energy. I'm excited about life. That's why I love life. I mean, any day above ground is a phenomenal day. And you look, go out there. Because ultimately, you have to participate in your own financial rescue, cut every side of a tree, and just take massive action. But the thing is, I became an entrepreneur because I wanted to fund my crazy adventures. Whether it's spending millions of dollars in Russia, learning how to become an astronaut, or going down the Titanic, or jumping on Mount Everest and doing a Halo space jump, for example. My point is, you know, look, I believe life is not measured by the amount of breaths that you take. It's measured by the amount of timeless, priceless moments that take your breath away. And Fran, you totally subscribe to that.
Absolutely. You know that, I know you already did this, but I'm doing Zero G May 19th.
Yeah. And awesome. Wonderful.
Always searching. And I don't want to say searching. That's not it. Because it's not like I'm searching. It's just like I have an energy. Like, what can I do out there? It's like, to me, life
exactly.
is like a buffet. And you don't want to keep eating the same stuff. What are you going to just stick at the salad part? No, you got to go down the whole thing. You know, you got to say, what's at that
you
other end?
Exotic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you want to do it.
You want to scale up. You want to level it up. It's the spice of life, you know. It's like when you travel. I mean, you've been traveling all your life. I mean, look, I've been to 150 countries. I have 45 more now. It's my final countdown. The next 5 years, and then planet Earth will be completed by then. I'm ready to be like, you know, hey, abducted by aliens to in search of new frontiers. But for now, I've still got 5 more years to inspire humanity just to be that beacon of light and just find that energy within themselves and experience living a 5-day weekend lifestyle, which means, hey, you can run your entire empire, your business, your entrepreneurial life anywhere in the world just using your cell phone or your laptop and living that 5-day weekend lifestyle.
Right. So now, speaking of that, your book here, which people are so happy to get, The 5-Day Weekend. Now, I want to say it's not a get-rich-quick scheme book, people. It's a systematic approach to becoming independently wealthy. If you just look at the table of contents, you're like, oh, my Lord, this is actually really detailed. There's a lot of stuff here I can just get out of the book.
And absolutely.
The one thing you say up front that I like, first of all, I love that you have the manifesto up front, which is like almost your own creed.
It's your mission statement. It's your personal declaration to the outside world. And what you're doing is you're determining, you're predicating what your belief is, and you tell the world, watch out, watch this space.
Right. And now, I want to explain that. I love what you said, that we have it wrong in our culture, that we're ingrained that we have to work a minimum of 40 hours a week 40 years, retire, then enjoy life. And you're taking the total opposite view. Why should we do that? Well, were you going to wait till you're 90 years old to start doing this stuff?
That's
what
crazy.
If we don't make
why,
it to 90?
Why postpone living a life kind of thing? I mean, the crazy thing is, right, okay, so you want to get stuck in, you know, capitalism, consumer-led capitalism, where you're on the wrong side of death. You know, you're paying off your credit cards, then you got a mortgage, and you're raising kids, you're raising financial liabilities, and then your 40s and your 50s, you've got health hurdles, and then in your 60s, in your golden years, you expect to retire, and then you decide to start living a life. No, it ain't going to happen that way. The main integral focus, the epicenter of the world is you. Everything in the world has to revolve around you because you're most qualified. You are the most unique individual in the world. And talk about the 5-day work week. We were all institutionalized and brainwashed because we went to what? Academia. Academia was 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. So that was our indoctrination. Schooling. Academia was our apprenticeship to getting a job. And when you're working in a job, look, one single source of income no longer works. You need to generate more entrepreneurial income. And then as you raise your income profile, more investments, more assets will allow you to generate passive income. That's income that's being generated 24/7, 365 days a year, as opposed to being subservient to a job and you're working Monday to Friday and you get paroled for the weekend. Sunday, you're depressed, you're thinking about going to work the next day, and then Monday. And why is Monday the number one day for suicide rates in the world? Monday. And then Friday, we're euphoric, we're ecstatic. In fact, there's a restaurant franchise, thank God it's Friday, basically celebrating the fact it's the end of the week. Why? Because we despise what we do. And friend, listen to this. If you're counting down the days to your weekend, you despise your life. If you're counting down the months to your next vacation, you despise your life. If you're counting down the years until retirement, you despise your life. That's where it is right now.
Exactly. And that's the thing, is that people have to love what they're doing now, because you know what? I mean, that's a waste of life either, you know, any other way. Now, you know, I also
absolutely.
Just I want people to understand, because I want them to get in the book. One of the credos is I refuse to spend my life doing the bidding of others. I will help them build their dreams, but not at the expense of my own. So, Nick, how do people balance that out? You have a job, you have to pay for stuff. So how do they slowly go from where they are now to getting to where you are?
Okay, step one is this. The name of the game is let's solidify our foundation. In other words, how do we keep more money? So, look, there are legal ways how to repatriate monies that are legally owed to you. That's how you give yourself an instant pay rise. In other words, whether you're overpaying in insurances or overpaying in taxes, there are ways to generate an instant pay rise from day one. Next, we need that monetary discipline where we're going to apply the 5-second rule. In other words, stop buying shit, stop buying crap, stop buying liabilities. We need to set up a sweep account. In other words, another bank account where every week you 20% of what what you generate is automatically debited and actually deposited into a wealth account. And that wealth account you cannot touch. All you can do is basically keep on automatically depositing money into that particular wealth account. What we want to do now is an entrepreneurial hustle or a side gig on the side, whether it's weekends or late at night. And the reason being is because we want to use that extra additional income to dismantle credit card debt and personal loan debt. So the idea is we want to raise our income profile. So once we've removed our liabilities, we've now got monetary discipline over here. We've been taking our 20% every week, a sweep account into another bank account, and that money is specifically used for a wealth account. And we want to just start to generate monies so we can start being more entrepreneurial, and then we got more monies to invest in assets, which gives us passive income. It ain't gonna happen overnight, but I truly believe a solid book like the 5-Day Weekend will dramatically change the course of your life in one year, and it's gonna make up for years or a decade lost in the financial wilderness.
And you can do this at any point. And unfortunately, Nick, I could talk to you for
it. Does not discriminate. All you need is that drive, that ambition, and that willingness to take massive action and just change the course of your life.
So people, if you want to get, remember, we just literally, and not because of the Titanic, we just touched the tip of the iceberg. And the website you go to is 5, not spelled out, the number 5, 5dayweekend.com. And they have cool icons in there, passport icons that give online support with the book. Nick Halleck, I could talk to you for days, hours, but
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. But the book and all leading books, stores, airports, Amazon, 5dayweekend.com. Do yourself a favor, share the love and the passion of the 5-Day Weekend, and join me. I'm the lead fighter. I want to dismantle the 5-Day Work Week and economically liberate individuals worldwide. So please help me.
Guys, Nick, thanks so much for being on the show. I want to thank all my guests that I had today. It was Donna Drake, Eden Evans, and Nick Halleck. And, of course, thank you to Jim Clearfield, Matt, and Andrew. Follow me on Facebook, FranCapo.com. Check out FranCapo.com. And go to WestchesterTalkRadio.com. Please spread the word about the show. If you know someone who would like to be a sponsor or a guest, just contact me. Our next show live is Friday, May 25th. And remember, everyone has a talent inside. Find out what it is and let it shine. Till then, see you next month.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.